Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, what's up with you, man?
Blog Talk Radio, man.
Let's go.
In his life, 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 in his life. Tuned in to Dennis Live.
In his life,
in his life, in his life, in his life.
Even though I still got ladies choosing, setting my alarm clock for 3:45 Central Time. No snoozing, whether the crib or you cruising. If you ain't tuned in to Dennis Live Show from 4 to 5:30, then you losing. It's about that time. Go on, hit the line. Go on, get your friend. Speak your mind or listen in. You know we about to get it in. Log on or listen in. Dennis Live, you so many internet gigabytes. Bill Gates listening. Love for other blog sites. Comparing the shadow of the cities, it's like bringing cats to a dog fight. When pesos fit is pure talent, you couldn't see me if you turned on your halogens. Your half beams are fog light, shat drop bombs, info type triple dub, Western World ONE.com. The shat drop bombs, need some info type triple W's, Western World ONE.com.
It's a fitness slide, in its slide, in its slide, in its slide.
Sleep Dilla Productions, WesternWorld.com, www.WesternWorldOne.com, Blog Talk Radio, Chi-Town, what up? Let's go. You already know me.
What's up, world? What's going on, man? It's your boy, man, Dennis Live, man. I'm on live, man, live and direct, man. You know, I'm a little bit under the weather, man. You know, my nose ain't doing too good, and just got word that my daughter mad at me, man, because I ain't make it to the prom, man. You know what I'm saying? To see her go away on prom, man. You know, she upset at me, man. You know, man, I do apologize, but, man, we got to, you know, keep the show moving, man. Today's topic here, man, we're talking about the fly on the wall versus pillow talking. Which one do you think is the most deadliest? Think about it. Fly on the wall, man. Fly on the wall. You can hear everything what's going on. Everything. And you can see it. You know what I'm saying? Versus the pillow talking. I call it pillow casing because that's what a man plead is, or a female plead a verdict. Think about that. You know what's going on because the person you laying down with tell you what's going on. Talking about they other friends, you saying stuff with your loved one or whoever, your ex-girlfriend, whatever. You sharing stuff with that person, man, that only that other people probably say, hey, man, don't, you know, keep this between us. But yet, you still sharing it with the other person. So, you know, which is the most deadliest, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, what can you say, man? Is it to the point to where are you betraying now because you're sitting down, you're laying down with the person that you love, apparently, if you're pillow talking with them, and you share your intimate secrets versus the fly on the wall? You already know the fly on the wall is, you know, they already see what's going on with you. They know what's going on. They can just see everything. So you got a truth in the truth. Y'all know the number, man? 347-838-9106. Hit your boy up. And we're going to go in, man. We're going to kick it in, man. All right? Let's go.
Carpe diem. Carpe diem.
Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright.
Hey y'all, I'm doing fine. Told you I'd be alright. On my way to bed.
Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace.
All right, people. Man. You're straight to the point, man. The fly on the wall versus pillow talking. Which is more deadly? You know, the fly on the wall, he hears everything. He's on the wall, just chilling. Then you got, you know what I'm saying? Pillow talking. I'm still gonna fly on the wall for a minute. I'm gonna fly on the wall. I see what's going on. I know what's going on. But I'm looking at it. Turn down a little bit. Alright, we start over. I'm that fly on the wall, right? I know what's going on. I see it. I'm looking dead at it. It's horrible. What are you doing? Try to get that person. Man, I'm starting to get a little upset with this service, man. These last 3-4 days, man, it's really disturbing me, man. Anyway, man, all right, the fly on the wall versus pillow talking. All right, I'm that fly on the wall, right? I see everything. I can hear everything. I know what's going on. I can fly over whatever you're doing. Versus pillow talking. All right, I'm sitting down. I'm laying down with the loved one or somebody that I'm just dealing with. Or, you know what I'm saying, I guess, lovey-dovey. And I'm telling that person everything. Or that person telling me everything. And I'm sure that the other person that's doing the talking probably said, hey, don't tell nobody what's going on. But again, still, you still tell. You know what I'm saying? Are you wrong for that? I don't know. Which is more deadlier? Well, my personal opinion, man. I ain't even going to give you my personal opinion. No, I'm going to give you my personal opinion. I'm going to stick with the fly on the wall, right? The fly on the wall, because I know that you see it. You hear it. If it's a lie, you already know it's a lie. If it's the truth, you already know it's the truth. Versus pillow talking, you don't know what the other person pillow talking with you with. But I'm pretty sure that when you pillow talking, I ain't really got ain't got nothing to lie about really when you pillow talking, because you telling other people business. Wow. So. Truth versus the truth, in my opinion. I don't know. Let's see. Hey, call in, man, 347-838-9106. All right, let's go.
car so you can go to the mall. It's getting late, baby, and stores close at night. I just wanted to hear from you to know that everything's all right. I know you got what you wanted, 'cause there's a smile on your face. And if it feels that good to you, baby, you can go shopping every day. Girl, you're so special, and you make me feel special too. But the major difference is, baby, I'm a special fool for you.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and westernworld1.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. westernworld1.com.
On-Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Cool. We can't take an airplane, but we're going this way too high. Going
All right. Okay, we back in the building, man. We back in the building. Check this out. I want to know, man. You with that fly on the wall versus philosophy. What you think it would be? Now, personally, man, like I said, man, I'd rather be that fly on the wall, man, because I want to see, you know, what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Now, pillow talking, man, you know, yeah, it's intimate, you probably will do your thing, whatever case may be. But then again, man, pillow talking is kind of, you know, wow. I don't know, man. Think about that for a minute now. I'm pillow talking. I'm laying up. I'm telling all my boys and my girls, this is a secret. You know, it's going to be cold and silent. They tell you don't say nothing. But yet, see, you're still talking. And then a fly on the wall. I can see what's going on. I hear what's going on. Hear no evil, see no evil. Hear all the evil, see all the evil. Let me stop this music, man. It is good. Just think about it for a minute, man. Hey, man, the number here is 347-838-9106. It ain't really too much I could really, you know, say elaborate on this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a fly. Yeah, I did pillow talk a couple of times, but I'd rather just go in and just start educating people. So, you know, call in. Let's elaborate. If not, then I get political. No, I'm going to get political on this. All right. I'm going to fly on the wall, man. I see your girl or your guy getting it in with somebody else. And I could talk. Would I be wrong if I don't come back to you and tell you what's going on? I don't know. Y'all got to let me know. Versus pillow talking. If I'm pillow talking, I'm pillow talking with my girl about your problems, and you tell me don't say nothing to nobody, will my girl be considered nobody? Boy, I don't say nothing at all. I don't know, man. A lot of people get caught up pillow talking, man. Because what that girl that you pillow talking with, or that guy you pillow talking with, you're not with them no more. And they know all your intimate secrets. Then they turn into the deadliest enemy. I think pillow talking is winning so far. I don't know. Let's see. All right, man. Let's go.
desire.
Oh,
I just want it so bad.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, baby.
And it just seems so real. It's right there. Just want to reach out and touch it before it all disappears.
Sometimes it feels like everything is passing me by. Every now and then it feels like my ship has gone and sailed away. But I gotta be strong. Gotta hold on. It won't be too long. Now the tide is coming in. I see the waves flowing out there on the ocean. I know my ship is coming in. Just at the horizon. And right where the sky ends. Out there on the ocean. I know my ship is coming in. So don't leave me hanging. Been waiting in too long for this moment. My ship has finally come. I would travel to the seven seas.
I would even go.
I will even go wherever the wind blows me. I'll do anything to find my destiny. It's like fighting with gravity. And it's bringing me down. If this world is really round, then tell me how. It's just enough for you to come around. Don't leave me hanging. I've been waiting in too long for this moment. My ship has finally come.
The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldwide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldwide.com.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just
just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go. Peace.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
One-time home repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
All right, man, we back, man. We back in the building, man. I do apologize for the technical difficulties I'm going through right now, man. But today's topic, man, is the fly on the wall versus pillow talking. Which one would it be? You know what I'm saying? Apparently nobody calling in, so I'll bring one of the guests in, man. Case, what up, Doc?
What up, B?
What's going on with you, man? How you feeling?
Oh shit, man! I'm good, rejuvenated, bro, rejuvenated.
Okay.
I, man, on this 420.
Yeah, well, I don't do it, so I'm chilling. I'm getting beat up, man. You know, I miss my daughter going to prom, man, and you know, saying getting a little backslash on it, man. But other than that, I'm cool. I'm good.
Man, this is a day to be happy.
Why you say that?
No, I'm just saying that it's a day to be happy. It's 420.
Yeah, I know it is, man. But man, somebody be trying to stay here 2040, man. You know, every time you look up, man, you know, people was never understanding, man, or considerate, man, when it comes down to things happening. But you got to do this. You got to do that. You got to do it. Man, I don't even care, man. Let me go. Hey, man, today's topic, man, is the fly on the wall versus pillow talking, man. How do you feel about that? Which one you think is the deadliest?
Wait, say the last one again.
Pillow talk.
Say the last part again. I didn't hear you. Your phone got to went down.
All right, what about now? Can you be good?
Yeah, you good.
All right, the fly on the wall versus pillow talking.
The fly on the wall versus feeling salty?
Pillow, like a pillow you lie down, pillow talking.
The fly on the wall versus pillow talk.
Yeah. Which is the deadliest?
Let
me break it down.
Elaborate on that, because I don't get that.
All right. A fly on the wall, man. You know, they say if you was a fly on the wall, you could see and hear everything that's going on, right?
Yeah.
All right. Versus pillow talking. You know, cats lay up. And I'm going to speak for the dudes. You know how dudes be laying up with their girl. Now they could be their ex-girlfriend now. And they don't told her everything from, you know, let's say you my boy, and I told you, hey, and you told me some things that you say, hey, man, keep this between me and you. I'm pillow talking. I tell my girl what's going on, and me and my girl broke up.
Right.
Now she know everything.
Oh, that's just, that's a bitch.
Yeah, which one is more deadly, though?
Well, I mean, with me, basically, man, I say for people to mind their own business, right? That's all I say. I mean, as far as when it comes to that type of stuff, I mean, the he say, she say, man, that shit is for kids.
Okay.
That shit is for kids. I mean, I wouldn't run back. I'm going to put it to you like this. I wouldn't run back and tell somebody something. I mean, if their life ain't in danger, you know what I'm saying, and I feel like that's, you know, a person don't say something, you know what I'm saying, and it's not putting their life in danger, then I'm not going to be the one to run back with that message, you know what I'm saying, to tell that person, because that's how problems get started, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's some childish shit, for one. You know what I'm saying? For one, it's some childish shit. And adults shouldn't be doing that.
Okay, well, I mean, you know how it is, man. You lay down with your loved one, man, and you just, you know, you just having a conversation, and it just, this the type of stuff that kind of, you know, livens up the bedroom talk. You know, you know, I think a lot of people's kind of, I know I'm guilty of it sometimes, man. You know, I laid up with probably my ex or something, man, and I'm just like, hey, guess what such and such did today? Just talking, snitching.
I mean,
loud. And now you're looking at that, dog.
You know what really it is, man? I'm going to tell you what really it is. We don't focus on ourselves enough, man. As people, we don't focus on ourselves that much, man. We focus on other people. We try to, you know, fix other people's rights. We try to, you know what I'm saying, talk about, you know, it's just a bunch of shit about that. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you don't have nothing, you don't really, and I'm not trying to say this in a bad way, you know, for the people who do this, but when you don't have really nothing going on in your life, then, yeah, of course you're going to sit around and talk about somebody else's life. That's why I like the saying of, you know what I'm saying, I'm too busy to worry about another person's life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, that's how I play it nowadays.
So, okay, so it's just, I got you. That's for the pillow talk. But what about that fly on the wall? You'll still be the same way? Like, you just see what's going on and just keep to yourself, keep on moving?
Oh, with somebody listening to, I mean, seeing and hearing? I mean, I don't get
right.
The fly on the wall thing, though.
All right, the fly on the wall, man, people say this, the saying that, you know how a fly, where they be flying around people's apartments, and they just go on the wall. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. You know, when that fly's on the wall, you don't even know that fly's on the wall, and the flies see everything, see what's going on in your apartment, in the workforce, in a restaurant, you know what I'm saying? And it's just there. You don't even know it's there, but they can hear everything and they see everything that you're doing or that your significant other doing or buddy doing. Huh?
Is that what you're saying? Somebody constantly watching you?
Yeah, like, but you that fly on the wall though. But you know, that's the same. You never heard that saying before?
No, I never heard that.
Okay. All right, man. Yeah, just basically, man. All right, in your case, the roach on the wall. If it was a roach on the wall,
you trying to be funny, son? No. Actually, I never heard that saying. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to understand. So are you saying something like somebody watching you or you watching somebody?
Somebody watching you, a fly, watching you, making your every move, you know. Just the average fly, just in the house, just chilling. You know how a fly be flying around, you don't kill it. You don't be trying to worry about it until you get ready to kill it. And then it just be on your wall just chilling. You doing whatever you want to do. Whatever, somebody's seeing it, and a fly can see everything in different apartments. You just chilling on the wall. You just see what's going on in the world.
Well, I mean, that's why I say, man, those are, of people that don't really have no, you know what I'm saying, no lights. Like, if that's not detrimental to somebody's health for you to run back and tell them, you know what I'm saying, and I don't feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. So they got to eliminate the fly on the wall for you too then.
Yeah, I mean, I eliminate the book, but he say, she say, it's like this, man. It's like, it's a double-edged sword, because sitting around with somebody, you know what I'm saying, and talking about somebody else, you know what I'm saying, that's not there, that's wrong, number one. But then number two is for that person who you trust and confided in to go back and tell that person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that he say, she say bullshit, man. It can make so many problems because it's like, you know what I'm saying, you trusted this person with telling them something like that, you know what I'm saying, and then it's crazy, man. That's why I don't really do it. I try not to do that shit.
Okay. Okay. All right, well, man, people, if y'all want to call in, man, elaborate with us, let me know what you think. You know, number here is 347-838-9106. Many times we pretty much don't give our topic. We don't give our ideas. I think, to me personally, man, pillow talk is a little bit more deadly than a fly on that wall. And the reason why I say that is because, man, when you lay down with somebody, man, and what if you don't be with that person no more? You know what I'm saying? Like, they know your business. They know what's going on with you. The fly on the wall know your business too, but the fly can't talk. No matter how you look at it, it can see everything, but the fly can't talk. Pillow talking, man. That's the thing right there, man. I'm sitting down, man, up and chilling and having a good time, as y'all say on 420. And I'm just laying up with my significant other, man, and pillows. Man, I'm relaxed. I'm ready to talk. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. But what I'm going to do is, man, Case, what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to take a quick commercial, man, and I'll play another song, man, and then we're going to come back, man, and we're going to have some more fun, man, and go from there, man. Nobody call in, man, we're going to change the subject on them quick. There ain't too much you can elaborate on with this. Let's go.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorld1.com. Until now. By using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworld1.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. westernworld1.com.
Suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At dhealthstore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butter, lotions, creams, children's product, hair care product, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, dhealthstore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. dhealthstore.com.
Yeah, baby girl, you know how it's going down. 2003, do or die, JP, Twitter.
Well, when I heard a knock at the door,
Must have been a girl that I met on the low. She real thin, I take back off. Had a few ears, so we head for the show. Afterward, we hit the mo. Can't stay clear, get an expo. I'm a city shop, had a mink to the flow. Hell, natural, never walk from the stone. Give me a minute and get down with a pro. D-I-M-P-P-O. Get a few friends like the party for show. We can hit a tune like my home in Devo. All in the mall by Everett. Keep a sport back on S-E-A. Platinum link, all in effect. I can figure out, but I'm a bad boy set. From the truck, I'm trying to hop in the leg. Baby got back, but I'm trying to relax. B-L-A-Y-E-R. Giving her eyes that we head to the bar. Come get the money, cause you know she'll stall. Did you wanna ride in my car? Do you? Do you? Do you?
The trip is like Jordan on the Escalade. Gotta tie the door, girl, if you wanna play.
Like to be if it's stress y'all, can I address and relax y'all? Well, stretch out like a chess ball. If it's that route, to the chest, put the bring me like a slug with your vest off. Let me catch it if it's that soft. And relieving them in the pause. I can't believe how they get them all. Put the number in them in the mall. Been a grin about to spin them all. Jet ballin', shot, calling. Holly at my dog while they sipping alcohol. And really wanna kick it, but they all just stalling. Six down pieces, checking up a pausing. They looking like, ooh, he flossing. Baby girl, I don't do this often. In the five, never know, for sure. But still ride a cat like slam the door. Suppose I kick back, keep the flow. Just to impress and flex the hoe. Check the dog.
Obama doing in the president's office. They caught him on the fly
on a fly trap. but when it's kind of intimate, pillow talking, you know, I put a twist on it. You know, so what if you're not with that person no more? Your baby mama, your baby daddy, your kid's mama, your kid's daddy. They know everything about you. You know, is it really worth doing the pillow talking? Or really, you know, does that really what brightens up whatever it is in your bedroom? I don't know. So that's all it really is, man, which is the deadliest. I pick pillow talking. I don't know what Case said. I guess Case said he don't like neither one because he don't know what the fly on the wall mean. And pillow talk, he just said that he just ain't going to go out there and tell his business or anybody. If you tell him something and you say keep it between me and you, he ain't going to go back and lay out the pillow talk. I don't know. I know I'm guilty, man. I don't set up and say some things I probably shouldn't have said. You know, the other person says some things they probably shouldn't have said. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you pay for it. Yeah, or it can be real harmless. You know what I'm saying? They just, you know, a lot of people, would they understand? You know what I'm saying? They got caught up on the pillow talk. Would they understand, you know, man, this is your girl, this is your guy? I don't know. Probably not. Depending on how tight, you know, the friendship is. But that fly on the wall, man, that fly on the wall is kind of deadly, too, man. You know everything. Everything. I don't know. But what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to give you callers about 5 more minutes. I'll give y'all 5 more minutes. I'll give y'all another song, call in, and hang out with your boy. Because a lot of y'all like to listen in, so I do understand that y'all listening in because I'm getting hits on Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff. And, you know, I would prefer y'all to call in and talk to your boy. All right, 347-838-9106. Let me see what I'm going to play today, man. Y'all know I'm going to play these songs, right? I've been playing some little selections for y'all if y'all haven't caught on to us yet. So let me see what I can do for y'all today. See who I feel like bumping today. I guess we'll be right back. What is going on?
Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTERNWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go. Peace.
Hey, John. Don't it seem like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, yes, I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always to regret, yeah, I'm always to regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again. Cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. And she stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Ain't no fun. Lord knows.
Man, we back, man. We back in the building, man. We live and direct, man. Hey, Case.
What up, B?
Hey, how do you say the fly on the wall versus pillow talking in Polish?
What do you say it again?
How do you say the fly on the wall versus pillow talking in Polish?
How do you say the fly on the wall versus feeling salty in Polish?
Pillow talking.
What did you say? Mohana
Jana or something like that? I don't know.
And what was the second part?
Feeling salty.
No, pillow, yeah. Like a pillow talk.
Pillow talk.
You can't translate that.
Nah, you can't translate that.
Okay, all right, cool. But Mohana Ja.
Mohana Shania.
Muha Nashanya.
Muha Nashanya.
That means fly on a wall.
Muha Nashanya.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fly on the wall?
Yeah.
We're live?
Yeah, we live right now. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Okay,
and I like to give a shout out to all my Polish people up in the Polish town.
Right. Hey, Case.
What up?
Muha Nashanya versus pillow talking. What you think?
Nashanya.
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we just get one-on-one, man. We live. We back in the building. Okay, man. All right, well, let's do it like this, then, Case. If I was that fly on the wall, and I saw what was going on in Boston, do you think I would have the right to tell?
Do you think you had the right to tell? Well, I mean, okay, the no snitching policy in the hood, first of all, man, I mean, it's gone too far. You know what I'm saying? The no snitching, it's gone too far. Should you tell about the Boston situation if you know who did it? That's what you asking me?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course you should tell. I mean, come on, man. I mean, it's only so far that no snitching shit go. You know what I'm saying? If it's people killing innocent people, then of course, you know what I'm saying, that's when you should tell somebody. If it's some petty shit, then, you know what I'm saying, that's when the no snitching policy kick in. But if it's some shit that's, you know, detrimental to somebody's health or life, then, yeah, of course you should always, you know, do the right thing, I guess.
Okay. All right, cool. Now, since we on that situation, man, how do you feel about that, dog? How do you feel about that whole thing?
The whole thing of what?
Boston.
Of what?
Are you? All right. Let me ask you this question: are you happy that dude got caught and all that stuff? Do you think that he just did the killing just to be going on a killing spree? Do you think that it was about because he was a devout Christian? Do you think that they play a part of the role, because I know that he did say that they were set up. The mother, I think she said they was framed.
Oh, the two boys, the two sons.
Yeah, the two sons.
Okay, so I haven't been really following the situation all that close. I've been peeping it and everything. Now every now and then on Google and on TV and stuff like that. But I mean, as far as from what I'm seeing, do I think it's a setup? It looked like one. I mean, I don't know, man. It's just kind of funny that two Europeans would come over to the United States just to bomb it. You know what I'm saying? But I know they was Muslim.
Yeah,
I don't know how much that got to do with anything.
Well, I know that the mother had got caught on camera at Lord Taylor's, and
okay,
that same camera that caught, what she was doing, like she got caught from stealing a while back in the day. She was stealth for stealing clothes. They said she stole a whole bunch of clothes, thousands and thousands of dollars of clothes or whatever, $1,600 worth, I think it was. That same camera that caught, or the same store that caught her on camera was the same store that caught one of the brothers on camera doing a bombing. They said like four or five cameras that saw him.
Okay.
And now here's the catch. All the cameras that saw this man, he didn't look inside the camera, look up at the camera not one time. That's one. Two, they said they had a shootout, and the other brother had he ran into the fire or whatever, shooting. He said it was like World War III or something like that out there when they was fighting. He ran into the guns. Like, he was like, whatever. He was trying to blow up him and blow up. He tried to take some cats with him, right? Now, people was YouTubing it from their phones. They was YouTubing it from their laptop. And,
so they have actual video of him running out with his guns blazing?
Not at all. All they had was when they were showing it on Google and all this stuff or whatever, all you saw was a lot of silence. A lot of, a lot of police officers out there, but you just seen the lights because they were so far away that you couldn't really see right directly in the streets when all this stuff was going on. And they said they had police. The 911, it was called in for backup and all that stuff. They were saying, like, these guys are going in.
Okay, well, I mean, what I'm hearing from Alex Jones, if anybody out there follow Alex Jones, basically he was saying something like, they got caught or something. They got, not the two brothers, but they got caught trying to pull a staged event. Or something like that he was talking about?
Oh, wow. No, I didn't hear about that part.
They was trying to stage something and they got caught, so they had to think, you know what I'm saying, out of the box or whatever. I mean, do the dudes look like they terrorists or whatever? I mean, nah, not really.
See?
Not really.
Now, this is another thing, right? They said that the father said if the father from Russia, he said if anything happened to his son, the United States of America is going to pay. And they were saying that like it wasn't a threat. But he was coming from Russia to come into the United States of America because he's like, his other son is still alive. So he wanted to come to the United States of America so he could see what's going on with his son.
So
he
said
it's not like him.
Anything happened to his son, the United States is going to pay.
Yep.
Oh,
as
wow.
as he was coming into the United States of America.
Wow. I mean, we get into a time, Steve, where basically a lot of people are getting sick of the United States government and the way they operate. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people from different foreign countries, you know, have a lot of unpaid debts with these people. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of like they bringing everybody in with them for the ride because they got the people out here believing that these people is mad because people have freedom or something, so they doing certain things because certain individuals have freedom. And that's very far from the truth because, I mean, I heard a couple Muslim dudes even say they don't care what anybody else do in their country, just stay out of theirs.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? And I agree with that. I mean, I feel like this. If a person is over in a country being mistreated, then they should have the option of leaving that country, right?
Yeah. They go somewhere, like, just move somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean, like, if a person is over in Iraq, for instance, and they, like, you know, how they was telling us on TV that people get treated bad over there, they get beat up, they get their arms broke or whatever. But I feel like this. Why, as a person, should you tell another and how to treat their people? If their people feel like they're being mistreated in any type of way, they should have the option to leave. Or, I don't know what word that is for that. What's the word when a person... Oh, defect. Defect from a country. That's what you do, right? Defect.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, they should have the option to defect from the country.
But
I mean, I just feel like how the United States can go around and tell everybody else in every other country what, you know what I'm saying, what they can be doing.
Well,
but
I mean, that's...
Dictators, real what? Quick. You know, they said Saddam was a dictator. I mean, how can the United States speak on any country dictating anything when they still have 17-year-old boys getting followed by grown-ass men and shot in the middle of the street like a dog, and then they debating them about it on TV?
How can they do that with, here it is, we right here in Boston, and they having shootouts and doing whatever they are doing. Now, I heard that we're supposed to have a camera on a satellite, right?
Yeah.
How come they couldn't beam down on it and show us? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what's really happening.
They do got all that type of footage. But, you know, basically what I'm saying in the whole, what if Russia came over here and told us, told the United States, well, we don't like the way you people treat y'all Mexicans and black people, so we going, you know what I'm saying, invade here because we don't like the way y'all treating y'all people over here.
Right.
I mean, how would they feel if Russia did that? You're talking about
right.
a country, you're talking about a country, you know what I'm saying, where poverty, you know what I'm saying, you have... I don't know what the numbers was right off top. The statistics is you have like, man, what is it, like 60, 70% of people in poverty right now?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And you trying to run around and tell another country what they can be doing and what they can't be doing? but you can't even control poverty in your own country?
See? It's another thing, dog. So it's like, it's like, that's why I remember what we talked about last week was about the Patriot Act, about how the Patriots, whatever it is, man. See, I think that's probably what they try to exercise to as well. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that, you know, people was casualties, you know what I'm saying, or collateral damage in Boston or nothing like that. And I'm not going to say conspiracies or anything of that nature. But to not be aware of something, then to dictate a whole other country, but you can't dictate what's in your city, that's kind of like a red flag for me. Versus, now, I want you to see where I'm going with this. Versus, if I was African-American and I'm trying to get on an airplane, and I can't go on an airplane because I got on a baseball cap and a hoodie, but that makes the news, like, instantly.
I mean, how?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
the media, man, the media is only set to control certain individuals, man. That's it. It ain't really made, you know what I'm saying, to really tell the truth. Was it a time where it was telling the truth? I don't think it was never a time the TV was telling the truth at. But it's just made to control certain individuals, man, that actually buy into it. I don't actually even buy into, you know, two terrorists trying to do some Boston shit. I don't buy into that. I mean, that's what they say on TV, so I say, okay. That's why I haven't really been checking into it like that, you know what I'm saying? But I don't buy anything that the TV say, man. I don't buy anything, because if they could sit there, like, as I said, they can go invade other countries, kill leaders, you know what I'm saying, give these other groups bombs to drop on these people. But then we talking about, you know what I'm saying, a country that has poverty, its kids walking around, can't even eat, have no shoes, and the only thing they talking about on the news is Lindsay Lohan. I mean, let's be real. Let's be real. So it's kind of like it's some values we live by. Some values we live by.
All right. Okay. All right, cool.
Wait, let me ask you this. What? Since you asked me a question, and we talking about this topic.
Okay,
let's just say we did go to World War III, right? And let's say Korea, China, and Russia get together, they ended up invading the United States. Do you feel like they should kill the people too, the citizens?
Of the United States?
If the United States got invaded by somebody, do you feel like that invading force should kill the citizens too?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think they should. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said casualties of war. You know what I'm saying? There'd be casualties of war. No, I don't think that we should come in and if I'm part of those states and I'm coming to, you know, kill. No, I don't think you should mess with the, you know, the families or the civilization or the people. I think you should go for the people that's in them suits. If that's who you going for, that's who you into it with, yeah, I think that's who you should go for. You know, go for what you fight the war for. You know, do it right. How do you say that? There's no structure when it comes to war. There's only a plan. And when you have a plan, everything don't go the way that you want it to go, but you still got to accomplish that war or that battle. That's why they call it casualties of war. But no, I don't think that you should take them out. Do you?
No, I mean, that's why a lot of these people, a lot of people outside of the United States dislike American people. For the simple fact is, if you really look, a lot of Americans are arrogant as hell, dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, they arrogant as hell, because when it comes down to it, We the people here, the shit that's going on in the Middle East, we the people here, we could have been stopped it a long time ago.
You know what I'm saying? The people have
the power, man. When they be voting in the bills and everything, I know they say your vote don't count, you know what I'm saying? And to me, it probably don't. It don't. Nah, matter of fact, not probably, it don't. You know what I'm saying? We got both sides of the fence playing the games. Because if you think about it, really, all of this shit is over oil, right? Or is it really over power? Because if you think about it, the United States is so technically advanced, they to a stage right now where they can come up with a technology or probably did hydrogen. They can make hydrogen electricity or whatever it's called. I don't got the word right off the top of my head, but you know what I'm trying to say, right? They can make a car run off of water. This technology been around since 1900.
Like corn oil and all that stuff?
No, they can actually make a car run off of water. Off of water. They're out of the lake, out of the sea. You know what I'm saying? They made this technology already, so we know it ain't really about the oil. It's about power, man, because a lot of other countries don't have that technology or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's just about greed, because the United States, they have technology to present on the table to say, you know what, we don't even need oil no more. Fuck the Middle East. You know what I'm saying? Fuck digging over here. Let's come up with this hydrogen. You know what I'm saying? This power from hydrogen. And you know what I'm saying, we'll get it like that. But they don't want to do that, dog. They don't want to do that. Too much work.
No, I don't think there's the too much work about it. I just think it's, like you said, the position of control and power. They want to be able to say, that's mine. And they'll do whatever they got to do to get whatever it is that's theirs. So I see where the power structure or the power struggle is at. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was watching, I think it was like the three guys. I forgot what it was, but I know it was J.P. Morgan, Carnegie, and I think it's Commonwealth Edison. Edison. Mm-hmm. Now, these three guys was looking for power. I think Edison at the time was just pretty much going off of, I think it was like D.C. electricity. Morgan Jr. was, you know, trying to help Edison, you know, build the electricity and all that stuff, whatever. But it was another dude that came into play, and he was Edison's apprentice. And this the guy that came up with DC electricity. You know, AC is like, I think it's alternate current. And DC is direct current. So Edison was doing direct current. And what's the other guy name? I can't think of his name offhand. But he was doing alternate current. And alternate current is like when you touch, like you could touch, for instance, like, I don't know how you touch that ball, that glow on a ball and it's static. And those are how when you touch that big old ball, those are how electricity like comes to your hand. You ever play with something like that? When you touch a little ball, and electricity follow your hand.
Yeah.
All right. That's alternate current. But you know, direct current is the wheel. It's the electric chip where it'll zap you. You know what I'm saying? When you zap that. So basically, to make a long story short, they was fighting. Rockefeller was another one. It was really Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan Jr. and Carnegie Steels and stuff at the time. J.P. Morgan really wanted the whole power. He wanted to control everything. And so what he did was, since Carnegie had the electric company, it was Carnegie Electric, I think it was at the time. Don't quote me on it. When he had that, J.P. Morgan's father had died because he had all the money. And to make a long story short, you know, the father died in a horrific horse accident or whatever. So that led J.P. Morgan Jr. with all the money and the control of the power, and they was already controlling the railroad trains anyway. So they was the biggest thing is they wanted to monopolize the game, and monopolizing is something that everybody needs to use, no matter how you look at it, whatever it is, you need to use it, and you got to go through me to get it. you know, and that's what happened. So where it comes in with his power and the control of the power and the position of the power is J.P. Morgan paid Carnegie for his steel mill company. It was called Carnegie Steels at the time. So he paid J.P. Morgan, which made Carnegie, and Carnegie was, he was from Ireland or something like that, because he was Irish. That made him the richest man in the world, right?
Yeah.
But it didn't make him the most powerful man in the world. The powerful man in the world became J.P. Morgan Jr. at the time, because what he did was he bought all the Edison, like Commonwealth Edison. He bought all his shares, and he took over the whole electrical industry, because they wanted the ones in Canada. And when he took over the whole industry, what he did was he turned it into General Electric. That's how we got General Electric right now. So he was owning the steel mill, where it's called U.S. Steels. He was owning the steel mill, the railroad tracks, and he was killing it in electric. And I was like, dang. So that made him the most powerful man in the world at the time, until Rockefeller noticed gasoline. And gasoline, how he stumbled across gasoline was they was just building something else from the gasoline to create the gasoline, and the gasoline was just laying in a spill or something like that. He used to always walk across it. And so what he did was something told him one day to just pick it up. This is their story. Something told him one day to just pick it up. He took it in and he started experimenting with it. And then that's how he became to come up with gasoline and the kerosene oil, the lights and all that stuff. And that's how he became the most powerful man in the world. So to make a long story short, man, it's about the power. You're right. You know what I'm saying? How you break it down. It ain't about the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you get the oil, they say whoever owns the oil, they win. Well, whatever fool get the gold, they won off the gold. Okay, but what is it there to convert that over? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is it a point where you get bored at sometimes? Because I don't think they care about the money. They don't want the money. Remember they denied Obama? Well, they asked Obama. I don't know if it was Obama. I'm going to take that back.
It's power and ego, man. That's what that is. It ain't about the money. As we said, they make the currency. The oil and all of that shit, that's really non-important, too. I mean, at this point, it's non-important because we have technology that can, you know, run off water. And we all know what oil and gas, you know what I'm saying, is doing, you know, when we burn it to the ozone and all of that. It's causing global warming and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's not about that, man. It's about total.
You can see it in the weather right now. You can see it in the weather right now. Go ahead, my bad.
They feel like the world is the shape the way that they want to shape it.
Right, right.
It's like this, okay. If somebody told you that every year this much of this ice place was melting, right? And the much of this ice capsule was melting, things like that. I mean, our government don't even act. I mean, they're not even reacting like, you know what I'm saying? They should be reacting when it comes to that topic of greenhouse gases and stuff, right?
Right.
All right, so check it out. So My thing about that is they already know we are at a point technology-wise where we can control weather, so they're not too worried about that. That's why they shooting them chemtrail joints up there, because that's a whole, you know, the modifying weather type of thing, you know what I'm saying, so they can control it the way that they can control it. I was watching some show, and I forget his name, man, the Japanese scientist dude, he'd be on the Discovery Channel, you know, space shows, and he was basically saying, you know, if we found different civilizations out in the world, you know, there'll be civilization 1, 2, and 3, like there'll be this further advance in technology, and, you know, he was basically talking about we're going to come to a time where we can control our own weather. So they don't give a fuck about that. So they, I mean, it ain't even about, you know what I'm saying? It's about total control to these people.
So you talking about the physics dude with the white hair? Okay,
No. What I'm just saying to you, they don't care about global warming. You know what I'm saying? They don't care about global warming because they know they can control weather. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm saying, we so technology advanced, but they ain't gonna tell the people. That's why you was saying like, is it about power? Is it about no? Yeah, it's about power and control, total domination and stuff.
See, yeah, like the heart. What, do they still got that?
The
I don't hear about it no more. The heart.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's what they spraying up in the air. That metal was to could be controlled, you know what I'm saying, control the ions with the heart machine. And you know who made heart, right?
Who?
Nikola Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
You heard of Nikola Tesla, right?
Yeah, buddy. But you give us an idea who he is, though.
Oh, no. Nikola Tesla is basically, if I'm not sure, I think he's from Czech Republic or something like that. He was a scientist, and you know, like, man, he just came up. He worked with ComEd, I think it was, for the electricity joint. But, see, he didn't want to charge people for electricity. He wanted to give electricity away for free. And, you know,
right.
they wasn't really with that. This was a dude, man. Nikola Tesla was a dude that know how to take a bulb and stick it in the ground, and the bulb will come on because the energy has earth that we can use already.
Right. That's alternate current.
Yeah. Shit, without Nikola Tesla, you wouldn't be able to turn on the radio or TV. He's the dude that made the piece to turn on the TV and radio. Yeah, so you know, you say what?
I'm laughing at you, man, because I'm like, man, that's what's up, because that's the, you know, what I'm saying, is, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, United States created all this stuff, man, or we did all this stuff here, man, and actually, we really did. What if a lot of people think? What if the United States is stealing stuff, man? It like it can't be done. And claiming it.
Selling stuff far as what? Technology?
Ideas. You know, say they bring it over here, they say they made it, or USA made, or branded, or bonded, or this cat came up with this theory. Well, actually, it was somebody else's. You know what I'm saying? Does that make you bad?
Come on. Sleep, man. Let's put it like this. You see that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, Interception?
Yeah, buddy.
If you can come up with movies like that, man, they've been doing it already. Trust me.
Dude, what was another wake up movie, man? Was that movie with Gene Hackman and Will Smith?
Independence Day. Damn, I forgot the name.
Yeah, it was something like that. So it was, but he was, you know, he had the little micro stuff or whatever, man. It was tapping him and wiring him and everything, trying to figure out if he was some kind of terrorist or something, man. Some kind of spy. You know, that right there, that movie speaks volumes too. Then you got Minority Report. You know, all these things that was happening back then, how they were doing they were doing the touch screen on the wall. When they, on Minority Report, they were doing it with the gloves. They could just hold their hands up and all that stuff, and everything, computer pop up. They doing that right now today.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Like I told you, man, technology-wise, man, people would be shocked, okay? Let's put it like that. They would be shocked. We have technology, man, right now that can, you know, cure any damn disease, damn it.
Right.
Like ASAP Rocky fast. So, like, come on, man. Ain't no, that shit is about, you know what I'm saying, it's about people's egos and total control.
Well, then, let me ask you this, man. Why so many African-Americans are so far behind, man, when it comes to this type of stuff?
I mean, we the slowest moving people, man. I mean, we the last ones to know. Why? I don't know, man, because we worried about other shit, man. We worried about fitting in, I guess. We still worried about fitting in, trying to get the American dream, I guess.
Deep. But how? What is the American dream? The house car, the dog?
What, the house car and the dog? Well, I mean, the American dream is whatever you buying at the moment. Whatever you buying at the moment when you turn on the TV. If you believe being a model is the American dream, then, I mean, that's still American dream. I mean, that's why they have all of these certain reality TV that ain't even really reality, because nobody really wants to see reality. See, that's why they call that shit reality, and that's what we need to do a show on, reality TV. I'm probably going to do Wednesday.
You sure?
You know what I'm saying? So you're here now, reality TV on Wednesday. Basically, a lot of them shows, man, Love and Hip Hop, House of Man, nobody wants to see reality. Let's just be real, Slave. You know that. Nobody really wants to see reality. Love and Hip Hop is reality, yes, dog. To me and you, that's reality.
We
know people with money. Do they act in that manner?
No. Oh.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like your homie, what's his name? Stevie J, is that his name?
Yeah.
Come on, dog. Like, Maroy, for instance, is more pimperous way than homie.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like we know dudes like that. You know what I'm saying? Then we know dudes like Scrappy. We know, and it's like, man, them people is not really like that, man. It's just TV selling certain individuals that want to believe. Because, I mean, facing reality and facing the truth is one of the hardest things in the world. Shit, that's the, no matter of fact, it's the hardest thing in the world. And I think us as humans down here, was one of our tasks was to see if we could face the truth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's probably the highest task, is facing the truth, and none of us really want to face the truth. And facing the truth is, yes, racism still exists. We need to deal with them things. That's why white people don't want to face the truth on that. Yes, we have faster kids out here. We need to deal with that. Yes, we have this, we have that, you know what I'm saying? We have to face this, and we live in the United States where nobody wants to face anything here. We cool with everything. But then when it comes to us getting paid, you know what I'm saying, when Obama, people don't give a fuck about the war, you know what I'm saying, but when Obama said, look, man, we're going to have to cut spending on this and that, everybody damn near had a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, dude. Like, that's why people call us arrogant. You know what I'm saying? The French call, you know, Americans and Canadians call arrogant. You don't give a damn about nothing. No wars, no nothing going on. This is going on. But soon as they like, hey, yo, we got to cut unemployment, motherfuckers said, oh, damn. Now you want to fight?
Yep.
It's about liberty to your ass now, huh?
Yeah, only when you take something away from a man or wipe it from up under their feet, yeah, it is.
I love the people who got their gear on coming up late to the fight. Like, the fight been over. If you really want to be real, the fight don't know. If I'm not telling people who listen, you know what I'm saying, to just fall back and let things happen, you know what I'm saying, but the fight don't been over. Motherfuckers don't already establish the game, establish the system that they want to establish. You see, all they have to do is, you know, cause a little fire somewhere and motherfuckers' attention is right over there.
Easy.
You know what I'm saying? Wow. So it's kind of like, man, dude, dude, people better wake up. People better wake up. It's the woke people. It's the woke people versus the sleep people and the people who's putting the sleep on everybody.
And who you think that might be?
The people putting the sleep on everybody?
Yeah.
Oh man, I don't know who that dog. I mean, I know they're there. I know it exists. It don't take a rocket scientist to tell you that the shit exists. You know what I'm saying? All you have to do is look at the design of stuff and the way things are going. There's things that's happening that could be controlled, but they just not going to be controlled.
Wow.
So, you know, hey man, we ain't really paid no commercial dues today, man.
He's in commercial dues.
We've been going straight for an hour nonstop.
Man, I was just into it, man. But you know what, though? How can I do this shit, man? Let's do it like this, then, man. You know they gonna get mad at us. So let me do this.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworldone.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.
One-Time Home Repairs, where we are rehabilitating America's one home at a time, specializing in remodeling, full kitchens, and bathrooms. Also, a 24-hour emergency handyman service for electrical and plumbing issues. No job is too small. We do it all. All it takes is one call. It's 773-698-5720. Ask for LB.
Suffer from degenerative diseases such as high blood pressure, diabetes, fibroid tumor, high cholesterol, genital herpes, or a plethora of other diseases that rob you of a quality life? If so, then visit the website of herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra at dhealthstore.com and open the door to natural healing at an affordable price. dhealthstore.com has over 1,800 products created by herbalist Tahuti Ma'atra, specifically designed to help you heal the natural and safe way. At dhealthstore.com, you'll find everything from herbal formulas and cleanses, such as Tahuti's famous Full Body Detox, as well as herbal teas, extracts, natural body butter, lotions, creams, children's product, hair care product, and of course, sexual enhancement products for both men and women. So visit the website of Tahuti Ma'atra, dhealthstore.com, or call toll free at 1-888-823-9416. dhealthstore.com.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go. Peace.
All right, man.
Who's that?
Yeah, man, big. Man, we got about a good 8 minutes or so, man.
Hey, man,
how you gonna break it down? What's that?
Down on this 420 day.
Man, you know what's so crazy, man? Are you? Oh, I got something for 420. I got something for the 420. I don't know if I can play this yet. But I'm gonna bump it anyway, man. This my song, boy. I don't know. You tell me, alright? Are you feeling that?
Never talk to the cop. I don't speak pig Latin. I turned the pen into a motherfucking Jan Jackson. Tell the bitches that be hating, I ain't got no worries. I just wanna hit and run like I ain't got insurance. Ho, what's your name? What's your sign? Zodiac killer. All right, gotta die. Even Max Splinter.
I've never really been a big Lil Wayne fan, but I'm
kind of
digging that song right there.
Wayne been going in, dog. Like, I've really been listening to his punchlines and his metaphors and how he's breaking it down. Dude, that boy, man, I'm like, okay, you know, despite of what he do on the, you know, on his personal life or whatever, or in the media life, man, but he got some. You got some raps for you, man. I got somebody else for you, man. I don't think you heard this one here, man. Tell me who you think this is, all right? Well, you know, we got like 7 minutes left, so, I mean, we just, you know, just give a case a little snippet of what he missed out on yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did you get it popping?
Man, let me show you something, man. We got this, too, now, look.
You don't even know it. Oh, high class, nigga.
This shit sound crazy. This shit sound crazy.
Flash it on
this. This shit sound crazy. This shit sound
crazy. This shit sound crazy. This shit sound crazy. This shit sound crazy. This
shit sound crazy. This shit sound crazy. This shit sound crazy. This
shit sound crazy. This shit sound crazy. This shit sound crazy. This shit sound crazy. This shit sound crazy. This shit sound crazy. This shit sound crazy. This shit sound crazy. My niggas alright with me, you don't need no. I got killers with me right now, you don't need no.
I want you to tell me, man, before we shut it down. I'm trying to find it, man. I want you to tell me who this is, alright? I'm gonna play about a minute of his music. You gotta tell me who this person is, alright? I think you want to be found. Hey.
Yeah, I'm here.
Check this out. What I'm going to do is, all right, we got about, what, 6 minutes now? Oh, yeah, for the people, man, we was, you know, y'all ain't calling in, so we having fun now. I mean, what was the fly on the wall versus pillow talking? Who really won? I don't really think nobody really won on it, man. We just don't do it. Just leave it alone. Just let it go. I'm trying to figure out, man, this
is for
really bitch niggas. Hey, man, look, let me go to commercial, man. We're going to come back, man.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Keith, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Hey, man, have you ever just looked for something, dog, and you just can't find it? It'll be right there in your face.
Wait, come say that one more time.
How you ever just look for something, man, and you it can be right there in your face, you just can't find it.
Yeah, what is it?
I was trying to surprise you with it, man. You tell me what you thought about it, man. But I can't even find it, man. It was a little song, man, that I wanted to play to let you know that we had in rotation, man. He finally got it over to us. And I was trying to... Oh, here you go, right here. Okay. He changed his name, dog. All right, we got about 4 minutes, so I'm just going to play it quick. Yeah.
I was pretty disappointed.
You hear me?
Yeah.
All right, watch this. Tell me who this is.
I've been up on the Red Max. Shout out to youngers out there doing this thing, man.
Okay. Yeah, man, I just got up on it, man. I'm like, what? Mustache trying to come in, huh?
Yeah, he's trying to come in, man.
Okay. All right, well, man, look, man, I guess we could do this here, man, and, we could give out our little closing remarks and start doing this from now on. It's about that time, Kate.
What is it?
It's about time to give our closing remarks.
Oh, I thought you was for the hit say. It's the news. That shit's still hella funny.
You like that? Nah, man. That was from yesterday, man. But now you know what? Since you was gone, man. It's about that time, Kate.
That shit is definitely crazy, man. It's the news.
This right here?
Yo, pay attention because it is the news.
Yeah.
The hip hop news. That is.
You like that, don't
you? Man, that's some shit you did, eh?
Hey, man, don't worry about all that, man. Hey, man. It's about that time, people, man. We were just having fun, man, just messing around a little bit, man. I'm a little going through a little something right about now, man, a little upset, man. I couldn't make it to my daughter's prom, man. I know she's going to beat me up and bash me. She already mad at me, man. She hate me now, man. She hit me in the chest hard, man, so sorry.
All right, closing remarks, man, with the pillow talk. Stop it. It's some bitch shit. If you got a beef with somebody or you got to tell somebody something, say it in front of their face, man. It's a lot of bitch. Y'all would be real surprised how many bitches out here that if you say something to them, they ain't going to do nothing anyway. So I'm just being real with that. I'm keeping it 100. So the pillow talk is not even needed.
What about the fly on the wall?
The fly on the wall? Listening in on people's shit, that's not even needed either, because if it's not helping you in no way, you know what I'm saying, I don't know what you need that information for.
Hey, so have you ever heard of the fly on the wall?
Nah, I ain't never heard of that, actually. Nah, I mean, I heard that ear hustling and using nosy motherfucking, but the fly on the wall is something new to me.
All right, man, tune in, man. We see y'all next Saturday, man. Right back here Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we out, Case. Let's go.
Peace.
The Western World One Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldOne.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.WesternWorldOne.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldOne.com.